is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. No injuries or major damage reported so far after a 7.0 magnitude earthquake struck off the coast of Northern California. It hit at 10:44 a.m. Pacific time. Some homes had minor damage and some stores said items fell off the shelves. Tsunami warnings have been canceled. This woman says the earth moved for a bit.
This one was a hard jolt and then a long roll for close to 45 seconds.
At least 10 aftershocks have been recorded, and meteorologist Jessica Birch says more are likely.
We're seeing those lighter waves, those lighter shocks, and we're going to continue to see this, really, as we head into the afternoon hours today, throughout the rest of this weekend, heading into next week. There's still a chance we could see those little rumbles after such a strong earthquake hit closer to the San Andreas fault line.
House Speaker Mike Johnson welcomed Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy to Capitol Hill today.
We believe it's an historic moment for the country.
He called their meetings about the Department of Government Efficiency brainstorming sessions.
We need to make government more efficient, and that is what this whole objective is. It's what the DOGE effort will be about, and you're going to see a bicameral cooperation, and it will be, by the way, bipartisan.
Almost $2 billion is going to be going to consumers who were charged illegal fees.
The Biden administration has made ending junk fees a tough issue, and now the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau has won a legal judgment against a group of credit repair companies, including Lexington Law and Credit Repair. The CFPB says the companies charged 4.3 million consumers illegal advance fees or used deceptive bait-and-switch advertising. The settlement is the largest ever distribution of its kind from the CFPB's Victims Relief Fund, which is funded by penalties to companies that violate consumer protection laws. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, the White House.
New York City police have released stills from surveillance videos that show the face of the man they believe killed UnitedHealthcare's CEO yesterday. Here's CBS's Lilia Luciano.
Right now, it's DNA evidence, surveillance, and motive, along with police asking not just NYPD, but the task force made up of NYPD and U.S. Marshals.
Officials in Memphis are reacting to a scathing Justice Department report on the city's police department. Among the findings, the department routinely uses force in situations where it's not warranted and disproportionately targets black citizens. Mayor Paul Young.
Policing in Memphis must always be ever evolving, constantly improving, and I'm confident that our team is ready to further the work of creating ongoing change.
At the close on Wall Street, the Dow is down more than 0.5%. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ down almost 0.25%. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Someone didn't read the sign. The wing stop on Douglas is closed today after someone drove through the front window of the business this morning. Caledonia police say there were no injuries reported. City of Racine voters will consider a $1.5 million tax levy increase for the fire department April 1st. For homeowners with a $175,000 property, that would mean about a $54 annual cost increase. In Maguanago schools, police will not be involved in enforcing the cell phone ban. Village officials gave up on a plan to issue tickets to high school students for using their cell phones in classrooms. The proposal was intended to reinforce the school's existing cell phone ban. It got strong opposition from parents during a board meeting last night. The Canadian Pacific Holiday Train returns to southeastern Wisconsin this weekend with stops in Sturtevant and Caledonia. The event, now in its 26th year, encourages donations for food pantries. Tex Reynolds Toys for Tots is hosting fundraisers at local establishments to support Racine kids in need this holiday season. The program collects and distributes toys. Those in need can register at the City Hall Annex through December 10th. And the Packers play tonight on WRJN. Pre-game gets going at 5. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks lose to the Hawks. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks lost at home to the Atlanta Hawks, 119-104. Milwaukee now 11-10. They face the Celtics tomorrow night in Boston. College basketball, Marquette losing to Iowa State, 81-70. The Golden Eagles host the Badgers on Saturday. NFL, Packers and the Lions tonight on Thursday Night Football. Tight end Tucker Kraft on the Packers' good mood after winning 3 in a row.
The locker room is almost always like this because even when we are down, you know, we're not emotionally down.
College football. Wisconsin signed 24 new recruits, but has over a dozen, including wide receiver Trek Kakahuna, entering the transfer portal. Luke Fickell on getting new players to commit despite a losing season.
Let's be honest, it's pretty easy for people out there to say, well, why would you want to do that? They're going to go right back to doing what they did before. But if people believe and trust in you, then they'll have some blind faith.
That's the Badgers' Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Beautiful today, with the sunshine making a return alongside breezy winds still. Gusting to around 30 miles per hour and high temperatures flirting with 30. Highs today will really feel more like teens. The cold weather has a grip on us tomorrow still, with a warm-up moving in this weekend. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 30.
And we listened. Local news and timeless answer back on WRJN. And now a song from 1971 from CCR. Now, this song is John Fogerty's take on the imminent departure of his brother Tom from the band and the overall tension in the group at the time when they should have been enjoying their success. The line, "I want to know, have you ever seen the rain coming down on a sunny day?" refers to Tom leaving while CCR was at its commercial zenith. Here they are. Have you ever seen the rain on WRJN?
Someone told me long ago, there's a calm before the storm. I know it's been coming for some time. When it's over, so they say, it'll rain a sunny day. I know. Shine.
Radio Park to the Wingspread Conference Center. Local news and timeless hits.
Satisfaction. No satisfaction.
Local news, timeless hits, and high school basketball on WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Hey, Dick Graceffa.
Hey, Kurt. How are you doing this afternoon?
Doing pretty well. I was just thinking about how we try to do local schmokel stuff here at the radio station, and you're the perfect example of that.
Okay.
Well, yeah, you give us the local teams doing high school sports, and tomorrow night's no exception.
No, it's not. Tomorrow, Case opens conference play against Franklin in the Southeast Conference. Franklin, it's interesting. They're coming in. That'll be their first game. Case has already played one game. So if anybody's going to have an advantage, it would probably, well, it will be Case because they returned two starters. Franklin, they graduated their starting five.
So, wow.
So we'll see. We'll see how they hold up tomorrow night against the Case Eagles.
I'm just trying to think what my mindset would be if I'm that Franklin coach, because last year you're like, I got five seniors starting. We're in good shape. And then this year, you're starting over.
Yeah. And the unfortunate thing for the Franklin Sabres is Case is the defending Southeast Conference champs. Mm. And he returns two of those starters from that team. So, but on any given night, as you know, Kurt, anything can happen.
I just want to know if you're used to, you've made the switch now from high school football to high school basketball for the season. Are you used to all those shoes squeaking on the hard court now?
Well, the biggest thing I'm used to is that I don't have to worry about inclement weather now.
Yeah, right. Right.
You know, that's so good. It's nice being indoors.
All right. So advantage to Case tomorrow night. You're thinking, where's the game played?
It'll be at the Nest, the Case Fieldhouse in Racine.
Okay. So definitely advantage Case then. They're going to have the home crowd in front of them. I don't know if these teams, if their fans travel well or not.
No, Franklin, they're pretty good about they travel, but they also, if you give them broadcast details where they can hear the game, they'll listen.
Oh, well, you better tell us then.
Okay, well, the pregame tomorrow will be at 6:30 with tip-off at 7 p.m.
And
you can hear the game on WRJN.
Yep, 99.9 FM in Racine, 98.1 in Kenosha, of course, the historic 1400 AM. And anywhere on the Civic Media app.
That's correct.
All right, Dick, have a good call of the game, and we'll talk to you next week.
Okay, Kurt. Thank you.
There's Dick Graceffa, high school basketball on WRJN.
Kick off the holidays at Studebaker's Fuel and Food, your one-stop shop for unmatched selection, exceptional service, and unbeatable convenience. Planning a holiday party? Stock up with the incredible Beer Cave selection. And don't miss the liquor department's box gift sets that are sure to impress. In a hurry? Skip the lines and cruise through the convenient drive-thru, perfect for the season's hustle and bustle. Studebaker's Fuel and Food, where fast meets fantastic. 31 in Spring Street in Racine.
For over 93 years, family-owned and operated Martin's Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Union Grove, Wisconsin, has been serving the area with great selection, price, and service. Plus, they're one of the top commercial dealers in the area. So if you're looking for a new vehicle for the family or a new work truck, look no further than Martin Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Union Grove. Stop by and see one of their helpful salesmen or shop them online at martinsgarage.net.
Sunday, December 8th from 11 till 1, Kenosha Area Family and Aging Services Incorporated and X-Golf team up for the annual Holiday Toy Drive. Bring a new unwrapped toy and spread holiday cheer to local kids. Celebrate with Santa Claus, festive fun, food, drinks, and a swing on the cutting-edge golf simulators. Also, don't miss out on the X-Golf gift card sale, simulator package specials, and lesson package discounts. Learn more at xgolfkenosha.com and stop by the lounge off Highway 50 west of Green Bay Road. Sunday, December 8th from 11 till 1 at X-Golf.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
The third day of the WRJN 12 Deals of Christmas. Lee's Deli. Try signature subs like the Godfather, the Gobbler, and the Hen House. Or today's special, the 6-inch or 9-inch Meatball Bomber. It's a meal fit for a king with premium fresh ingredients that will leave you not just full, but fully satisfied. See why they've been named the best of Racine. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase a $20 gift certificate for just $10. Today only with the WRJN 12 Deals of Christmas.
With local news twice an hour, Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., we are Racine's source for local news and now timeless hits. Join us every day to stay up to date. Join us online at WRJN.com for up-to-date news or join our news podcasts, also available at WRJN.com. Local news, it's part of our commitment to Racine. WRJN.
The Shirelles and Mama Said on WRJN, where we're looking for a partly cloudy sky tonight, a low of 14. Tomorrow, increasingly cloudy and a high of 31. Saturday, perhaps up to 41. We are your home for local news, timeless hits, and now some Christmas classics, too. It's Dean Martin on WRJN.
Rudolph, Rudolph, Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudy join in any reindeer game. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee, Rudy the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history.
Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever
one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't Won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee. Rudy the red-beaked reindeer, you'll go down in history.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas around here. In fact, Don Rosen just walked in and he has something red and something green stuck in his teeth.
Children behave, that's what they say when we're together. And watch how you play, they don't understand. And so we're running just as fast as we can.
Listening to local news and timeless hits on WRJN. But remember, we're part of the larger Civic Media Network, and you can hear our statewide talk shows anytime on the Civic Media app or take WRJN with you wherever you travel. Download the app at civicmedia.us. Now, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A Snapchat image tipped off Kenosha police to a gun at Indian Trail High School Monday. The situation led to the arrest of a 16-year-old student. The gun, according to police, was hidden in a, quote, sensitive area. It wasn't found during an initial search, but was discovered later during a jail search. The student is facing charges for making terrorist threats, possessing a firearm on school property, and carrying a concealed weapon. Someone didn't read the sign. The Wing Stop on Douglas is closed today after someone drove through the front window of the business this morning. Caledonia police say there were no injuries reported. Racine County welcomes the Christmas choo-choo this weekend. The Canadian Pacific Holiday Train is making its much-anticipated return to southeastern Wisconsin, bringing festive cheer and live musical performances. There are two Racine County stops Saturday night. First in Sturtevant at 7. The train then moves on down the line to Caledonia for an event at 8:15. People are encouraged to bring donations for local food pantries. The annual event, now in its 26th year, aims to combat food insecurity. And the Packers play tonight on WRJN. Pregame gets going at 5. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy and cold tonight, a low in the mid-teens. And a mix of sun and clouds for your Friday afternoon, a high right around 30. Warmer for the weekend and a partly sunny sky, high in the low 40s Saturday, close to 50 Sunday. It's 28 degrees right now.
Love will keep us together. Think of me, babe.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN, where a study found that sugary drinks are more likely to lead to diabetes than any other sugar product. What do you think? You buy Coca-Cola and have a mandatory waiting period and background check?
Here they come again. Catch us if you can. Time to get a move on. We will yell with all of our might. Catch us if you can. 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 Now we gotta run. No more time for fun. When we're getting angry, we will yell with all of our might. Catch us if you can. Again, catch us if you can. Time to get a move on. We will yell with all of our might. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can.
You'll ever do. Two can be as bad as one. It's the loneliest number since the number one.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Join us in welcoming Dan Marcus to our midday workday hours. Dan brings his passion for timeless hits to Racine every weekday from 9 till 2. You can also hear some of his great interviews and stories from and about some of our 60s and 70s stars on the Dan Marcus Wax Museum podcast at danmarcuswaxmuseum.com.
A winter's day in a deep and dark December, I am alone, gazing from my window to the streets below on a freshly fallen silent shroud of snow. I am a rock, I am an build walls and fortress deep and mighty that none may penetrate. I have no need of friendship. Friendship causes pain. It's laughter and it's loving I disdain. I am a rock. Love. Well, I've heard the word before. It's sleeping in my memory. I won't disturb the slumber of feelings that have died. If I never loved, I never would have cried. Feels no pain, and an island never cries.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon, it's Kurt Vollman. Hey, are you ready for four things you did not know yesterday? Here we go. Thing number one, King Tut had buck teeth. Thing number two, gigantic is smaller than colossal. Number three, 2 billion people worldwide live without toilets. And the fourth thing you did not know yesterday, cockroaches are smarter in the evening than they are in the morning. And there are four things you did not know yesterday.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic, physical therapy, or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into RacineDiscCenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
At Spanky Sports Bar and Grill, every day feels like game day. Southeastern Wisconsin's go-to for sports, food, and live music has a fantastic addition. Spanky's heated outdoor end zone tent, the ultimate fan cave to enjoy every big sports matchup. It's a truly one-of-a-kind, action-packed experience with TVs, food, and drinks all around. Plus, download Spanky's mobile app for exclusive food specials, rewards, and live music updates. Catch all the thrills at Spanky's Sports Bar and Grill, Highway 36 and 6th Street in Waterford.
Need reliable waste and recycling services? Choose LRS. Driven by service and dedicated to sustainability, we're your partner in efficient waste management. Need more? We also offer convenient dumpster rentals and clean portable restrooms for any event or project. Trust LRS for all your waste needs. Visit LRSRecycles.com to sign up for service. That's LRSRecycles.com.
The holidays are here, and it's nearly time to pick a present from our grown-up gift list with our Civic Media statewide text to win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of our grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on our grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win starting Monday morning.
Timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Thanks for being Homeward Bound with me this afternoon. I'll talk to you again tomorrow afternoon at 2, but stay tuned. It's coming up. Green Bay Packer football is next on WRJN.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Now if there's a smile.
and timeless hits. WRJN.
I finally died.